I was the DEA special agent that outed the DEA for running drugs into America with the Sinaloan cartel, for ATF running guns fast through south through the Fast and Furious program, because personal liberty is insured by personal weaponry. The deep state faked an investigation, then leaked a phony report to the fake news to discredit me, just like they did to Trump. But in the end, I was never convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. What the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me, but they are not really after me or him. They're after you. But until Trump, nobody took on the deep state. And until me, nobody exposed them. Now, together today, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. I'm Jeff Prather in the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, ex-DIA branch chief, ex-special operations soldier, ex-DEA special agent, federal firearms instructor, martial arts master, now your intelligence officer on KVOI, AM 1030 The Voice. And I've been an intelligence officer since I was commissioned as an intelligence officer. I was commissioned in 84, and then I finished in 84 at Fort Huachuca, the basic intelligence officer's course, MIOBC, right down south of Tucson, and I'm still a working intelligence officer. So when I say I'm your intelligence officer, I'm not kidding around. I do find stuff out and analyze it and put it out to you, as well as that's my day job. So support patriotism and small business at the Perfection Auto Works with Mike Emery. You can read the truth about the border in my book, Chase, which is an ebook. You can get it on all ebook outlets. Our society is in crisis, and that's because we no longer train our grown children to become adult men and women. They're physically adult. They can reproduce, but they are not spiritually adult. They do not know how to love well and relate well. And you can read about that in my book, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained. It's really Boys and Girls Are Born, Men and Women Are Trained, but had to shorten the title to get it in there. And it's My Journey with an Apache Medicine Man. It's on Amazon. Good book, and you can go to all the places in Tucson and see the truth and ask people about it. And a lot of books like that, the Castaneda stuff and the Peaceful Warrior books are really not true. Mine is. And you can defend yourself at when it reopens, because it's closed because of the mayor's proclamation. But my dojo has been going for 30 years in Tucson. BujinkanUSA.com. Lots of students have been with me for 25, 30 years. And a new set of kids growing up in there. One of my kids just grew up there and just graduated from basic training. Real proud of Austin there. So shout out to Austin, Carl, and Michelle, if you're listening. And when we reopen, we were supposed to have a range shoot yesterday, but we didn't. You can try my handgun class. That's in Warrior School. Warrior School has been around for 25 years. Warriorschool.com. If you can't visit, check out my DVDs or follow me online, like you are doing now, hopefully. But most importantly, if you want the truth and you don't want fake news, if you want freedom, not deep state control, then try and sponsor the show and check out the show and subscribe to the show at jeffreyprather.com. That's Jeff, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. A lot of people can't find it because they go E-R, R-E-Y, prather.com. And you can subscribe to the show and support the show. So welcome to everybody. Another big, busy Sunday. Got a lot to put out. I did my chaplaincy service this morning in my teepee next to my house with my family. That was real cool. I was talking about relationing. Tiaspoye in Lakota, in Hunkiape, is making a relation and understanding the reality of relationing through the creator of life, through intelligent design. If you look at a little shell, you see the same pattern as you see in the Milky Way. There's intelligent, consistent design, which means there's an intelligent, consistent designer, which means if you follow and understand and observe those relations, you can be in correct relation and in your home. So that was real good, but I'm not going to go over that. Got other stuff to put out and talk about. But I am always emphasizing that our ethics come from our morals, and that is our from our Judeo-Christian and Native base. And if you take the essence of each one of those, Judeo is Ten Commandments, a Christian is love one another, Yeshua, Joshua, Josh says, love one another as I have loved you. And then if you take the essence of Native warriorship, which is nothing must ever be done to harm the children, and everything is born of woman, if you put those three elements together, then you have American exceptionalism. And that's how you should decide to do what you are going to do. Quick announcement about shout out to Philip. So you guys are participating in the show and sending me stuff, and that's great. Please keep doing it. The James Smith Cree Nation up in Canada is stocking up on wild game to prepare for the COVID-19 pandemic, and hunters have donated 600 pounds of meat to the community hall. And why is this so significant? It's because this is popular culture looks down upon Native culture. Well, I don't know why they do, because they wouldn't have survived the first winter here without Native help, learning how to grow corn, grow potatoes. The first export was tobacco. And they were taken care of, but that is the true racism. But here you see Native peoples providing for everybody by going back to the basics. And right now, while everybody is quarantined and sheltered in place from the pandemic, from the biological warfare attack, you can see Native truths coming back out, where Natives are hunting and bringing game, fresh game, to their tribe. A while back, I talked about Cherokee tribe donating and taking care of tornado victims in Georgia. So just because it's advanced technology, it doesn't get better than inner technology developing ourselves. So thanks, Philip, for sending me that story. And the lady who is doing that, it's Rory Constant, Willis Head, and Kenan Whitehead are doing their part, providing bullets to different Native people so they can hunt. They're providing the meat. She says, I know for me and my husband, we both work. For a lot of people here are not fortunate to have jobs, and it's a struggle. And I could see that this was going to be a big pandemic, something we had never faced before. So they went out and were hunting and then providing the meat. And that's exactly the way we should do things. But we don't tend to look at Native traditional culture. Again, although corn, maize, was modified genetically, they still don't know how they did it originally, from the grain teosinte to then provide for great culture. But I've already hit my first break, so let me take a quick break and also welcome in Diamondback Tactical back to the show. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, right back with you after Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you, moving along here. So just to review, because I've had some callers who are new to the show, and that's great. Glad to have you. Back in February on the 27th, there were information articles coming out that the COVID-19 Wuhan coronavirus was specifically engineered as an offensive biological warfare weapon. And that was in the a scientific paper in the Antiviral Research Journal, and that was by Professor Francis Boyle, and that was also confirmed by the scientist who wrote the Biological Warfare Treaty. And specifically, COVID-19 coronavirus was found to contain unique gain-of-function properties for the efficient spreading in human population. And this was, again, quoted from a science paper published in Antiviral Research. And that shows that the spike glycoprotein of the new coronavirus contained a furin-like cleavage site absent in COV of the same clade. So that's getting kind of complicated, and I have all the details here on that. But I've done previous shows, and I'm showing you scientific evidence for that. Then, of course, I've provided the intelligence, I've shown you the evidence from the FBI arrests and affidavits where the FBI arrested Dr. Lieber at Harvard, and they said in there that he was going to Wuhan and getting million-dollar payments. They said that the Chinese spies they arrested with him, well, he was a Chinese spy, but they were Chinese nationals who were had rank in the People's Liberation Army of China, had hidden vials of DNA in their socks. So it is clearly a biological weapon. And, that, and when Trump says we're fighting a war, he just doesn't want to scare everybody saying, hey, there was a biological warfare released, of, and we're still working on the vectors, the method of transporting all of this. But that is what is happening. And you can always go back to jeffreyprather.com and look at the COVID 19 biological warfare podcast and subscribe to the show. And if you like it, contribute to the show. But a lot of things have been happening, and I've been getting calls and emails and texts on that, and that's great. And one of them is that Trump has changed his tune talking about China. He's no longer saying the Chinese virus, and he's being very conciliatory to the Chinese. So let's just review what happened here. Is this shout out to Mike Gregory for sending me this. Works with Stars and Stripes, old friend of mine. Is scene one, curtains open. China becomes ill, enters a crisis, and paralyzes its trade. The curtain closes. Scene two, the curtain opens. The Chinese currency is devalued. They do not do anything. The curtain closes. Scene three, the curtain opens. Due to the lack of trade companies from Europe and the USA that are based in China, their shares fall 40% in value. Scene four, the curtain opens. The world is ill. China buys 30% of the shares of companies in Europe and the U.S. at a very low price. The curtain closes. Scene five, the curtain opens. China has controlled the disease and owns companies in Europe and the U.S. and decides, and he decides that, and they decide that these companies can stay in China and earn billions of dollars. The curtain closes. And now, of course, we're seeing that the Chinese have got this epidemic totally under control. And there were Harvard scientists and teachers praising how great China was. Well, why is that? Well, because they're getting paid off by the Chinese. We've done that extensively on the show. So here's just a couple other questions is, how come Russia and North Korea have such a low or zero incidence of COVID-19? Well, because they're probably killing everybody and they're not telling us the truth. And they were not part of the biological warfare because they are part of the communist bloc. Although you can make the case that Russia and China have always been at war, that Russia-Sino border has always been at combat. But are they more allies of China than we are? Certainly. And Trump has come in and said, hey, we're going to start taking our industries back from China. On the other hand, the USA, South Korea, United Kingdom, France, Italy, Spain, and Asia are severely hit. Huh. So the democratic capitalist countries are severely hit, but the communist tyrannies, not so much. Huh. Does this reinforce my intelligence analysis from the evidence that this is biological warfare, or does it not? What do you think, Kent?
I agree.
Okay.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. So China says that drastic initial measures that they took were very stern, and Wuhan was locked down to contain the spread to other areas. Okay. But how come Beijing wasn't hit? Huh? That's interesting, isn't it? And Wuhan is now back open for business. I think that's very interesting. So what's happening, what is the dilemma in America right now is the American economy is in trouble, and we have to reopen and not collapse the economy while we keep everybody safe. So this goes back to when I was called to active duty in 03 and 04 for the second Gulf War, and the conventional war was won in 3 weeks, and then they went to an unconventional war, and then we got wrapped up. But the Chinese were watching it, and they realized that nobody can take on the United States straight up. and the two Chinese colonels were watching it said, so we have to develop a doctrine of unrestricted warfare, financial warfare, biological warfare, propaganda, psychological warfare, all the movies, buy off the politicians. Remember, McConnell's wife is of Chinese descent, and her father has a huge Chinese shipping company. And, of course, Pelosi and Biden, we've talked about them to a great deal of what they are doing. So is this part of China's scheme to take on the United States? Well, I think it is. And I think that we don't have to be scared about that, though, because, again, Trump is reacting to this. Trump realized as a businessman that we can't have all our business over in China. That's just not a good way to do business. And so that is going to change. And understand, we will never go back to the way we were. It's our economy, our way of life has changed forever. And in many ways, that's really good. We're refocusing on important values. People are refocusing on their family as opposed to running off to football games and basketball games and running to the mall all the time, all that kind of stuff. But the economy is in trouble. And also, the Chinese are not exporting drugs like hydrochloroquine that we want to get out there, and that they're sending supplies to Europe. However, about 30% of the masks and everything that are going to Europe are defective. So the disease, which I say is a biological warfare, and I've shown you evidence for that, comes out of China, then China's all better, and then China buys up companies when the economies are in the tank. Then China starts not selling the medicines we need, but selling medical equipment to Europe. And a lot of the medical equipment is no good. Connect the dots. It's not that hard. Now, the propaganda press and the mainstream media and the fake news is not going to tell you anything, okay? Because they're paid off. They're bought off by all this. But I think it's pretty clear, especially if you've been following the show and what I've been putting out, that this is what's happening. I think it's a lot clearer than what you get on fake news, even on Fox. Are you nodding there, Kent? Is that right?
I would agree.
It makes a lot more sense, right? Anyway, so another shout out to Kirk, who is on the line, because we are also going to start talking about what Trump is doing about that. What he's doing, and the first thing he's saying is, we can no longer rely on China. That should be clear to all of us now. China is not our friend. Okay, welcome to the show, Kirk.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're absolutely right on, in my opinion. Biological warfare, there's no question, considering the traits of that disease and the behavior of the Chinese. And I think we have to find a silver lining. And that is, just like you were saying, President Trump is making people acutely aware, despite the mainstream press, that we can't depend on China. It's insane from a national security perspective to rely on them. So I think you're absolutely dialed in on that, for what that's worth.
That's worth a lot. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. And you'd asked me to talk about what President Trump is doing on the economic front. It's absolutely fascinating. I don't claim to know what it portends, but he, with this relief bill, this coronavirus relief bill, this $2 trillion stimulus bill, he's tucked in provisions where he is rolling the Fed under the control of the Treasury Department. And that's revolutionary, because the Fed was an unaccountable body. It was set up that way by design. And so for President Trump to be able to roll them under the control of the Treasury, that brings it under the control of the executive branch, which is under the control of the president. So now he's been able to shift the Fed which formerly has been unaccountable, now under direct presidential control. At least it's under the control of somebody that's elected now.
Yeah, the Fed is a private company, corporation, not part of the federal government. Excellent. Let me take a break here, Kirk. Stay on the line. We'll get back to you in a second. Thanks. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection All Work Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Lots of P's there. Stop by and see Mike Emery at 1046 North Broadway, 323-8650, or go to the website perfectionautoworks.com. Been in business almost as long as I have, and the place is always full, and people are bringing his cars to him from other states. So getting back to what Kirk was saying, so Trump changed his dialogue on China. He stopped calling it the China virus, and I think that's because his intelligence guys caught up to me. And if those of you have been listening to the show, and you can call in, you'll see stuff I put out about 2 or 3 days later, you'll start to see hit the mainstream press. There's plenty of people who have seen that happen. But Trump changed his dialogue on China. Why? Because I think he found out that it was being originally worked on at Harvard for DOD. But it was modified, remember, twice in China with CRISPR edits. That's why those clods in there are not showing up elsewhere. Talking about the technical report. But remember what he did early on. Trump's done a lot of great things. Trump's not a saint. I'm not in love with Trump. But Trump has done a lot of amazing things. One of the most amazing things he did was North Korea. And Kirk, remember when you came over and visited me when I was stationed in South Korea?
Absolutely. Yep.
We were taking photos for my book, which is now out of print, my Close Quarter Combat book. And there's a picture of you in the book, and all of us in a swamp. You and I, now that I think about it, you and I are always cambied up in water someplace, because there's that OSU Ranger Force poster where we're in the water. And then we're in the water in South Korea. Didn't think about that. And then we almost drowned. Activated. Then I almost drowned you in Crystal River, when we were scuba diving during the, hurricane.
I need to stay away from you now, come to think of it.
Yeah, you should not go to the water with me now that I think about it.
I got a nasty, nasty infection in that Korean River and brought it back to Fort Lewis. I ended up having to go into the hospital for 2 days. They put me on IV antibiotics. It was wild. But yet we're still friends. Isn't that amazing?
I don't know why you are, but with me,
never let me down yet. Hey, could I mention one thing? I know you've got very limited time, but the editing you talked about, when they talked about increased potentiality, that means increased lethality and a way to fight countermeasures like vaccines. So that was intentionally inserted. That's a weapon. That is not a natural mutation.
True. But, and the other thing about that is that if China and North Korea are better so fast, if they're telling the truth, and I don't for a second believe anything they're saying, even though Harvard does, that means that they already have a vaccine or a solution of some type.
Well, the solution might be bulldozing people into ditches and burying them or cremating them.
True. There's a lot of incinerators, overhead imagery, seen a lot of incinerators. But getting back to the point about Trump making a change with North Korea, we were both there, and for the fence to come down and for the North Korean and American soldiers to greet each other and the South Korean soldiers, that is a strategic change. So when that happens, if North Korea opens up, it hasn't happened yet, but Trump's working on it, then those people who are 50, 60 years behind us, just look at a Google Earth photo at night of North Korea next to South Korea, see no lights on, that begins to build them a middle class. They start to get the jobs that China has taken. Then that builds China's middle class, and then that it builds our middle class as well. It's a win-win for everybody, but it changes the world forever. And then the dictators in the Communist Party in China start to lose their grip on their middle class. So I think that's
absolutely
huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People that are living a comfortable life don't want to invade other countries. There's no upside. So
democracies don't fight each other.
That. Yes.
So
typically that's correct.
So I think China sees all that because China has a long view. And so they are there at different times. They're emphasizing different parts of unrestricted warfare. And as a fellow military officer, I'm sure you're familiar with the two Chinese colonels that watched us during the Second Gulf War and then developed the doctrine of unrestricted warfare. And so now I think they're combining this with a biological warfare release that was gotten through Chinese espionage and then released, and now they're combining it with economic warfare.
That's, I agree with you. And what do the Chinese do? They steal intellectual property and then they modify it. So this is
great point. That's what they do all the time.
Example.
Yeah, my business clients are always talking. We're always worried about that. Yeah, very true.
Yes, and if I could mention one last thing, the way President Trump phrases things, it's not accidental. People write him off as a buffoon, but
no, not at all.
He uses very carefully chosen words, and he said, "We are fighting an invisible enemy," and there are many ways to take that. I think the average person might look at it like we're fighting a virus that we can't see, that invisible enemy. But I think it could also be the communist Chinese as the invisible enemy behind this, or it could be the banking cartels, because he's, you know, with bringing the Fed under his control, he's trying to do what
Madison.
Madison.
It was Madison versus Hamilton, right? Jefferson.
Jefferson wanted to kill the Bank of the U.S. He was almost assassinated. It was a fluke that he didn't die. Lincoln wanted to do it with the greenbacks. He was assassinated. Kennedy wanted to do it. He was assassinated. So this takes a lot of guts. You know, whether you like Trump or not, you got to admit that's a gutsy move to take on the Fed. There are scores of trillions of dollars at stake and a lot of funding for black budgets that flow through those channels. So it's going to be very interesting to see what unfolds because of that move.
Very true. Thanks for the call, Kirk. Black budgets, Kirk doesn't mean black people budgets. He means black ops budgets that are not visible,
correct,
so that there can't be intelligence estimates. But just to review that, so the economic debate of the day centers on whether the cure of the economic shutdown is worse than the disease of the virus. So in just these past weeks, the Fed has had to cut rates by 150 basis points to near zero and run through its entire 2008 crisis handbook. That wasn't enough to calm markets, though. So the central bank also announced a $1 trillion a day in repurchase agreements and unlimited quantitative easing. That's printing money. That's just a fancy word of saying just printing paper money, which includes a hard to understand $625 billion of bond buying a week going back. At this rate, the Fed will own 2/3 of the Treasury market. But it's the alphabet soup of new programs that deserve special attention, as they could have a profound long-term consequence for the function of the Fed and the allocation of capital in financial markets. So this goes to CPFF, Commercial Paper Funding Facility issues, and more details to come. But the latest projections of what countries own the most gold is the United States is back to high gold reserves at Fort Knox, where I did my basic training, and the tanker school. But to put it bluntly, the Fed, and we got to remember, the Fed is a private corporation. It's not part of the U.S. government. This is the globalists. This is the Bilderbergs. This is the Rothschilds. This is the guys operating behind the scenes. To put it bluntly, the Fed isn't allowed to do any of this. The central bank is only allowed to purchase or lend against securities that have government guarantee. This includes treasury securities, mortgage-backed securities, and debt issued by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And of course, you know, they overextended because the Congress wanted to give the liberals wanted to give houses to people who couldn't afford houses, and then they got bought back while other people collapsed. But anyway, so how can they do this? The Fed will finance a special purpose vehicle to conduct this. The Treasury, using the Exchange Stabilization Fund, will make an equity investment in each of these special purpose vehicles and be in a first loss position. So what's that mean? It means, in essence, the Treasury, the United States government Treasury, not the Fed, the Fed private company with globalists behind the scenes, is buying all these securities and backstopping of loans. The Fed is acting as the backstop and providing funding, and the Fed has hired BlackRock to purchase these securities. So in other words, the federal government is nationalizing large swaths of the financial markets. The Fed is providing the money to do it. BlackRock will be doing the trades. This scheme essentially merges the Fed and the Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, Donald J. Trump. And this is an article that was out in Bloomberg. And Bloomberg, they used to do the news on here. I don't know if they still do or not, but it's good because the Bloomberg is very liberal. So in effect, the Fed is giving the Treasury access to the printing. So what does that mean? That means exactly what Kirk was saying, was that we are getting back control with the government. Trump, the executive branch, is getting control back of our market funding. And that changes everything, because we're over a trillion dollars in debt. How do you ever get out of that? Well, you know, for my audience members who asked me to talk about UFOs and everything, when we get to space mining, like with Charles Heller's show, when we get to when we start mining asteroids of gold and uranium, platinum, and bringing that back, yeah, then that's going to make everybody rich, and that will change everything, and that's when Star Trek will come true. But until then, this is going to be a market reset. And I found something about this and I couldn't get back to it. But when Trump did finally, and of course the Democrats threw all this kind of crazy, terrible stuff in there, illegal funding, in the bill, and they wouldn't fund it. That's why Pelosi and Schumer were not at the signing, because the Republicans would not budge on that. They actually stood by Trump. So the rhinos are fading, and a lot of that got out. There's still a lot of pork in there, but there is less pork in there than there was. But then there was something else that when Trump signed it, he also wrote on there, and maybe if somebody on the last section can pull this up, and I was asking Kirk to look at it. I saw it and then I lost it, is Trump was saying you cannot rechange these funds. It's illegal for Congress to redirect all this stuff later on. But Trump is going to bring business back to America. My dad ran three factories in America. They ended because of, not because we didn't do better stuff, but because the rules were against them completely. So the OSHA and all that kind of stuff. Trump is going to bring business back to America. Trump is going to protect America. Remember, Cuomo found those 40,000 masks that he was complaining he couldn't find, and then Trump was, well, you got them. He goes, oh, yeah, we already have them, yeah. And even Biden is coming out saying, well, I congratulate him. He's doing a good job. By the way, a staffer just came out and accused Biden of, yes, sexual abuse 2 days ago. Why is that happening now? He violated me. Why is that happening now? Because he can't even stay on stage and keep a thought. So they're going to eliminate him, and they're going to bring in whoever their puppet is. Might be Hillary. Kent's nodding there. So a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes, and most of it is good. We are winning. Anyway, going over a little bit, get to the last segment. If anybody sees that, what Trump put an addendum there before he signed that, saying you can't misuse this stuff, pull that up and give me a call, 520-790-2040. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works, Perfection Auto Works Studios. Yeah. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. Call in at 520-790-2040. So other questions that are very interesting is why are, well, they're not now, but the sheriff in L.A. County, I think it's Villanueva, had closed the gun shops, but there was such an outrage that they reopened them. But why would you do that? Why is that important to do at this time? And then New York is releasing lots and lots of prisoners, violent offenders. And the jails where these folks are does not have any coronavirus. Why would you release that? Well, the answer is because you're trying to tear down the system, because you have been paid off by others, that you are in the thrall of the left, and the left has been bought out. So, but got a caller on, so I will take those because I've been talking for 45 minutes and want to make sure I get everybody. So, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, Mr. Prather, my question to you is this. Are you familiar with these two alternate news personalities, Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show and Paul Martin of Revolution Radio? Do you think some of the information they've been putting out about China being involved with cartels from south of the border all the way to South America, is that accurate? They've been predicting some kind of Tet Offensive, and they've had this special guest on, Kathleen Rubio, I think it is, and they've been saying that we're being set up for a possible invasion, Red Dawn style. I don't want to upset anybody, your listeners, but based on some of what I've seen in Tucson since moving here 20-plus years ago, there is a Russian community and a Chinese community. They're fine, but there are a lot of folks who are transient who may have military ties. And that's it. I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the call, and thanks for the question. So I years ago, when I was a DEA agent working in Nogales, I went down to pick up some dopers and some dope, and there was a little Chinese, probably 10-year-old boy locked in there, separate from his dad, and I got him out of there and everything. But so there, and back in the Old West, they were smuggling Chinese laborers up from Mexico for the railroad. So there's nothing new there. Does China bring up methamphetamine? And is that a big attack, a drug attack? Certainly, that is true. Is China going to invade us directly? No. But if they do, if there was ever a Red Dawn, Yamamoto said this, Pearl Harbor, is we can never invade. When Tojo wanted to invade us, he's like, you can't. There's going to be a gun behind every bush. Now, after the metrosexual coasts fall, New York and California, that'll fall. But then every native, hillbilly, briar, cowboy, redneck will be behind every bush with a rifle, and whatever our disagreements were then, they're over. Red Dawn is not going to happen. No. And that's exactly why the Chinese are doing unrestricted warfare, because they know they can't take us on directly. They have to come around and make everybody. That's why you see Mao shirts and red stars, is they want that to come on. But that is not going to be the scenario. But anyway, thanks for the call. And Lewis, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Always appreciate what you share and what you do for the American public. I just wanted to share that we've had to reset in this country many times. You've shared that, that this is a resetting. I see this as a possibility of also revitalization. Many of the people that are on the front lines for this fight are part of that as we speak. I think that it's important to recognize that during those time periods, as people have been really figuring out what it is that they need to do locally for themselves and their families, that these are also part of the population we should keep in our prayers and certainly support, because they really are doing the job. And they're unsung at the moment. Unfortunately, a lot of the focus is on the virus itself. But they are the ones that will help to overcome. And they are, frankly, the force that's working around the clock. And many of them, you know, many of them are not necessarily just the nurses and the doctors, but the family members, the support mechanisms, the grocery clerks, the ones that are holding the line. So I just wanted to share that.
Including you. So, that yeah, shout out to Nurse Amber in our chaplaincy, longtime student and healer. And shout out to you who work and doing a lot of great work in biotech and have done a lot of great work. And so, you know, we've always been trying to bring more biotech to Arizona, but the Tucson government is not really friendly to that. Do you think that this is going to change that as California and New York shut down and Arizona is going to become more of a biotech center?
I think it's a great question. I hope that those resources that in some cases have laid fallow for a number of years, where there's great resource in Arizona, certainly in California, but more now in this state than ever before. More healthcare professionals per capita than most locations in the country. And I think you're going to see not just a resurgence, but you're going to see great innovation. It's already starting to happen, where people are starting to work together. You were talking about relationship early in your show, and I think we're going to see that in greater detail. There's people that are already crossing academia, government, and industry, much in the ways that you see the president beginning to lead.
Well, thanks for that. And so that's Lewis, who is a rock star in the biotech community and knows what he's talking about, and a longtime extended family and chaplain. So thanks for that call. Another thing to mention is that this week the president enacted the Defense Production Act, according to GM. So you know, I had people asking me under Obama, when is it going to be martial law? And I'm like, he's not going to do it. But even if it happened, because the military wouldn't go along with it and they wouldn't enforce it. But Trump is a businessman. He wants a government business relationship. But he did say this week, when GM, General Motors, was dragging their heels because they don't like him, he said, okay, he DPA'd him and said, now get to work. And so this is very similar to what Reagan did when Reagan came into office. The air traffic controllers tried to brace Reagan, and Reagan fired them all right away. Well, the Soviet Union was watching that, and they were saying, hey, this guy is not going to back down. And that was how the beginning of the Berlin Wall falling and the fall of the Soviet Union and the lead of communism. Something similar happened this week with Trump when GM tried to brace Trump, and Trump DPA'd him and said, you're going to produce the ventilators. And then Trump changed his tone to China. Now, we don't know what that means. That's behind the scenes negotiations. But the only reason I think Trump would change his tone to China is because he got on the phone with China and said, hey, we got the intelligence of what you did, and you are not going to get away with this. And if you will survive this, but you won't, which is true. The Chinese economy is much worse off than us. He says, you can't take us on directly, and this unrestricted warfare thing ain't going to work out the way you think it's going to work out. So do you want to go ahead with this, or do you want to change? And I think, now this is me just predicting, but I think behind the scenes, they said, okay. This, and if that's true, we're going to see a massive change in our relation with China. But it parallels what Reagan did with the air traffic controllers, and the result was the Soviet Union falling, may be the same thing that Trump has done with GM, with the DPA, with China. And that's huge. So watch for that That is really significant. But regardless, even though things are hard, we are refocusing on faith and family. We're figuring out what's important again. We will survive this. We've survived a lot worse than this. There are lots of good things coming of this as well. And regardless, we are winning, and this is what winning looks like. So go to jeffreyprather.com, subscribe to the show, keep the faith. God bless, and I'll see you next week. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios.